From NPR News in Washington, I'm Dave Mattingly. Amid rising complaints from drivers, Toyota today is acknowledging design problems with the anti-lock brakes on its Prius hybrid. Toyota says it fixed the flaw on Prius models sold since late last month, but the automaker admits it's still figuring out how to inform customers who bought them before that time. This follows the recall of millions of Toyotas in need of new gas pedals. Toyota dealers say they're working long hours to fix those pedals. Tammy Darvish is president of Darcars Toyota in Silver Spring, Maryland.
I'm going to continue to drive my car, and my kids are in my car twice a day at least, and I'm completely confident that I'm safe.
Consumer advocate Joan Claybrook, the former president of the group Public Citizen, says Toyota should pay a steep price for the problems with gas pedals and sudden acceleration.
Toyota delayed and denied and covered this up, and the maximum penalty is $16.4 million. I think it should be $100 million. I think there should be criminal penalties.
Yesterday, Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood urged drivers to park their recalled Toyotas unless driving them to a dealership for a fix. He later backed off that advice. Amid criticism from members of Congress, Attorney General Eric Holder says it was his decision to look to a civilian court in charging the man suspected of trying to bomb a Northwest Airlines flight bound for Detroit on Christmas Day. Republicans are calling for a military commission. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports.
Holder has been under attack by Congress for weeks. Now he has struck back in a strongly worded five-page letter to Senate Republicans. He said on Christmas Day, the FBI told intelligence agencies that Umar Farouk Abdulmutallab would be charged in criminal court. Quote, "No agency supported the use of law of war detention for Abdulmutallab, and no agency has since advised the Department of Justice that an alternative course of action should have been or should now be pursued," Holder wrote. This is the latest move by the Justice Department to respond to criticism that the Obama administration is undermining American safety by treating terrorism as a criminal problem rather than a military one. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.
A Pakistani scientist portrayed as an Al-Qaeda sympathizer is facing up to life in prison after being convicted of attempted murder. A jury in New York City found Afisa Siddiqui guilty of shooting at FBI agents and U.S. soldiers at a police station in Afghanistan. That was back in 2008. Witnesses say she grabbed an assault rifle and opened fire as she was about to be interrogated. Siddiqui was wounded by return fire and brought to the U.S. for trial. She claims she was framed. The East Coast is bracing for another major snowstorm. The National Weather Service says 1 to 2 feet of snow is possible in some areas by the weekend, including parts of Virginia and Washington, D.C. This is NPR News from Washington. Massachusetts Republican Scott Brown is being sworn in today as the newest member of the U.S. Senate. Brown will be serving the final 2 years of the late Senator Ted Kennedy's term. NPR's Tovia Smith reports.
Brown was planning to be sworn in next week. He said he needed the time to hire a staff and get ready. But he changed course suddenly yesterday, demanding the process be speeded up. Brown's attorney says, quote, "There are a number of votes scheduled, and the senator-elect, quote, wants certification to occur immediately." The letter doesn't specify which votes, but several in the next week are expected to be controversial, including confirmation of several Obama administration nominees and possibly a jobs bill. Brown will give the Republicans the 41st vote they need to break the Democrats' supermajority when he replaces the interim senator, Democrat Paul Kirk. Kirk, meantime, is set to make his final speech this afternoon about what he calls the urgent need to move beyond political polarization in the Senate. Tovia Smith, NPR News.
The Kenyan aunt of President Obama heads to court today in Boston. Zaituni Onyango is appearing before a Massachusetts immigration judge for a second time. She was ordered to be deported 6 years ago after her first asylum request was denied. Onyango has been living in public housing in Boston since then. Private companies in Mexico are now planting genetically modified corn. That's according to the U.S. Agriculture Department. It says planting is underway on some of the 24 experimental plots approved late last year by the Mexican government. Most of those plots are in northern parts of that country. I'm Dave Mattingly, NPR News in Washington.